Welcome to Odisha State Open University. I am Dr. Ashish Kumar Dwivedi, Media Researcher. This lesson deals with importance of research in media and other ethical issues. We primarily talk about the elements of communication research, where we discuss the variables, the different types of variables which are employed by communication researchers, and the scales of measurement. And we also talk about the various ethical issues which concern a communication researcher. A communication researcher, for instance, need to be aware of a few terms. A communication researcher need to know what is meant by a concept. He or she need to know what is meant by a construct. He or she need to know what is meant by a variable. A concept, for instance, refers to a general idea which is formed after generalizing related observations over a period of time. Similarly, you have a construct, and a variable is an entity that can take a series of different values. Variables have broadly been classified as dependent variables and independent variables. There have been scholars who have differentiated variables as nominal variables, ordinal variables, ratio variables, and interval variables. We'll talk about the second distinction later on, maybe in some other lesson. Two broad variables which we have with us, which every researcher need to know about, is the distinction between dependent variables and independent variables. Let us consider, for instance, an example. Now, what if I say that excessive exposure to violent scenes in movies induces aggressive behavior in children? Now, for instance, let us consider this to be a research hypothesis. Excessive exposure to violent scenes in movies induces aggressive behavior among children. Now, if I ask you to identify the variables in this hypothesis, and if I ask you to identify the independent as well as the dependent variable in this hypothesis, will you be able to classify the two variables? Will you be able to tell which one is dependent and on whom? The dependent variable is the one that's dependent on the independent variable. So here in this case, if you analyze the statement again, it is the aggressive behavior in children which is dependent on their exposure to violent scenes in movies. So that makes aggressive behavior in children a dependent variable and exposure to violent scenes in movies an independent variable. A communication researcher also need to be aware of the measurements and the scales that we use for measurement while performing communication research, particularly of an administrative nature. What really do we mean when we say measurement in the context of communication research? Measurement refers to the method or process of quantification. Now, what exactly do we mean by quantification? Quantification in simple terms means expression in numerical values. By an act of measurement, the researcher assigns a numerical to objects, events, or properties according to certain rules. When we talk of measurement, we naturally have to talk of a scale. A scale is a device that we know already that we employ in order to measure. So a scale represents the composite nature of the variable. It is based on more than one item. Rating scales are quite common in mass communication research. In fact, the most commonly used scales, or rating scales as we call them, are the Likert scales and the semantic differential scales. Likert scale normally presents respondents with a declarative statement. For instance, you are seeing before you a statement that reads, I'm not funny or humorous. And you need to give a value to this statement. The value could be 1. If you strongly disagree with this statement, the value you give to this statement could be 2. If you simply disagree, the value could be 3 if you neither agree nor disagree. That is, if you don't have an opinion. That is, if you don't have an opinion regarding the statement, the value could be 4 if you agree. The value could be 5 if you strongly agree to this statement. Another creative scale can be used is known as the semantic differential scale. The semantic differential scale asks respondents to rate their opinions on a linear scale between two endpoints that have opposite meanings. Two other factors that are equally important for a communication researcher are the reliability and the validity of the measuring scales. We just talked about the Likert scale, the semantic differential scales. Now, these are the tools that we employ to measure a communication phenomena. Now, a very vital question arises. How reliable are these scales? For that matter, are these scales valid enough? What exactly do we mean when we talk of the reliability of a scale? Reliability of the measuring instrument, a scale here in this case, is the accuracy that it has in producing stable and consistent measurement. Now, what do we actually mean when we say consistent measurement? Now, if I'm using a scale, imagine a physical scale. I'm using it to measure an object which is 7 centimeters in height. The scale gives me an answer. It says 7 centimeters. If I use the same scale to measure the same object at a different time, and if it says the height of the object is 5 centimeters, then I have to conclude that the scale is unreliable. If it says the object is 7 centimeters, every time I use it to measure the object, then I conclude that the scale is reliable. Validity is a slightly different concept. Validity basically answers the question, does the scale measure what it was intended to measure? The question of ethics has also concerned the communication researchers. Ethics basically deals with the idea of good and bad. And for a researcher, it also deals with the idea of means and ends. What are the means that we adopt and what are the ends that we adopt them for? Means can be good, means can be bad. Same with ends, they can be good or bad. Now, what you see before you is an ethical matrix. There is a certain kind of ethics that is involved when a person adopts good means for good ends, when a person adopts good means for bad ends. We now talk about a few areas concerned with ethics, a few areas that are related to ethics that need to be understood by every communication researcher. Ethical issues that concern a researcher are ones that involve informed consent of the participants, data accuracy, duplicate data production, revision of hypothesis, sometimes issues of plagiarism. Informed consent refers to the consent that's given by the participant that he or she is willing to be a part of the research. Conducting a research on participants without letting them know that it's a research going on is again unethical. Data accuracy is a serious issue in most social science research, and it remains an issue in communication research. Data is best when it is raw, we say. If a data is manipulated to arrive at certain results, we say the data accuracy has been compromised with. Similarly, when the same data is used to publish multiple papers, it arises issues regarding duplicate data publication. So each publication should have its unique data. Similarly, hypothesis revision. Now suppose we arrive at certain results, and it is after obtaining those results that we decide to revise the hypothesis. Normally, it is the hypothesis that precedes the research. But in case the research that precedes a hypothesis, we say that the researcher is being unethical. Similarly, there are also issues of not disclosing the identity of the participants. I can tell from my experience, when one of my scholars was working on the status of women journalists in Odisha, many journalists that he tried to interview or that he tried to collect data from were reluctant, because there were certain questions that concerned their working environment, and they feared that if the answers were in negative and the same gets disclosed to the management, they might have to pay a heavy price for it. So they were initially reluctant to disclose anything regarding their work experience or regarding their work and environment to the researcher. And the researcher had to painstakingly explain them that the purpose of the data collection was solely for research, and participant identity would not be disclosed. Now, the last issue that, last issue but not the least, the most important issue that we often talk about is issue regarding plagiarism. Plagiarism directly is stealing somebody's copyright act. Stealing somebody's intellectual property is precisely what plagiarism is. I guess the learners have enjoyed this session of the importance of research in media and other ethical issues. Thank you.